KRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It was a wintry weather weekend for some places and not accustomed to such conditions.
We had the kind of snowstorm that we don't get very often in North Carolina. We had 16 inches of snow in Lexington, 15 inches in Ocean Isle. All 100 counties experienced snow, much of it in the east.
North Carolina Governor Josh Stein, parts of South Carolina were hit as well, while in Florida, temperatures in the 20s in the panhandle, readings in the 30s in South Florida. And from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, word that Phil, the world-famous groundhog, has seen his shadow and is therefore predicting six more weeks of winter weather. Two special elections yield two Democrat victories in Texas.
Democratic Christian Menefee wins the Texas U.S. House seat in a special election that will narrow Republicans' already slim majority. The Harris County attorney won the runoff Saturday in the heavily Democratic 18th district to replace Sylvester Turner, who died last March. Also in Texas Saturday, Democrat Taylor Rimmatt won a special election for the state Senate, flipping a reliably Republican district that President Trump won by 17 points in 2024. I'm Julie Walker.
The House expected to vote tomorrow on bills that would end the latest partial government shutdown. Lawmakers will vote on legislation passed by the Senate last week. Republicans and Democrats are at odds over funding for the Department of Homeland Security, with Democrats demanding a series of reforms in ICE. A top Justice Department official downplays the possibility of additional criminal charges arising from the Jeffrey Epstein files. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 38 points, NASDAQ futures off 212 points, and the S&P futures are down 34. This is SRN News. There's a new push to overturn gay marriage.
Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. The group Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaign, says, quote, "When marriage was redefined, parenthood was too. Once husbands and wives became optional, mothers and fathers became replaceable." Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo has told the Vatican Doctrine Office to uphold truth, justice, and charity when deciding priest sex abuse cases. The first American pope dedicated only a small part of his speech to the widening abuse scandal in an address to members of the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith. The Vatican Office polices Catholic doctrine, but also processes abuse cases worldwide. What Leo did not do was make any mention of victims in his speech. This is SRN News. Looks like some U.S. airline passengers are going to have to dig a bit deeper.
Air travelers in the U.S. without a real ID or another acceptable form of identification are now subject to a new fee. The non-refundable $45 charge isn't a penalty or fine, but payment for non-compliant travelers to use the Transportation Security Administration's new alternate identity verification option called Confirm ID. The process can take up to 30 minutes and doesn't guarantee passengers will make their flight if their identity can't be verified. Ron Taylor reporting.
President Trump says Washington's Kennedy Center Performing Arts venue will be closed for 2 years starting in July. The president has complained that D.C.'s Performing Arts Center is tired, broken, and dilapidated and needs renovation. The president made the announcement on social media last night. The Kennedy Center is expected to close after the 4th of July. More details at srnnews.com.